Now you've done it, you anti-capitalists. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've stung the 1% with your harsh words, and they are fighting back.
I mean, acting like everyone who's been successful is bad, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, who says stop blaming the job creators for unemployment. Same with the founder of Home Depot, Bernie Marcus. He formed the Job Creators Alliance so the 1% could tell their side of the story. Reform the education system, he told Fox Business.
Well, we're producing a lot of MBAs and a lot of PhDs, but nobody knows how to use a blowtorch.
Former bank CEO John Allison says he used to be able to look a businessman in the eye and give him a loan, until new government banking regulations put a stop to that.
They've come in and changed the credit standards in the banking industry, making it very hard for banks to finance small business.
Staples founder Tom Semberg can't believe our stupid immigration rules.
We're trying to protect against Al-Qaeda, and we're killing our economy in the process.
Because job creators who want to come here from other countries can't. And finally, says Bernie Marcus, there's the spoiled American worker.
It's easier not to work and get unemployment for a couple of years than go out and bust your back and do things that maybe you wouldn't have done.
So there you go, 99%. You want to fix the economy? Look in the mirror. The problem is you, your attitude, your education, and the people you elect. And here we complain about corporations buying elections. The real problem seems to be they haven't bought nearly enough of them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.